The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valenti and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
These great stories. I love it. We're going to go live to Andrew Kenzel, who is a meteorologist in charge. If you're not in charge, you are now, Andrew. Welcome to KDK. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm certainly not in charge, but I'll take that.
You know what? No one's really in charge. Mother Nature right now. So I know you and your team, for those that don't know, the National Weather Service is the official arm of our federal government that monitors the most important thing on a daily basis is the weather. And we all know we've had some challenges, but you post the warnings, watches, and we've seen blizzard warnings in Garrett County, Maryland. So if you could kind of walk us through where we stand in the region for today into tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. So starting out bright and early this morning, we do have a lake effect snow warning in effect for the northern portions of our area, largely up towards Mercer, Venango, Armstrong, Jefferson, and Forest counties. That's for continuing lake effect that we expect to be coming off the lakes throughout the day today, and that's going to go until about 1 p.m. on Friday. So we're expecting there to be bouts of lake effect snow coming off those lakes throughout much of the day today and then into the afternoon hours tomorrow. We're also still working with winter storm warnings out across the ridges on the very eastern portion of our area, out in Westmoreland, Fayette County, and then down into the ridges in West Virginia. We're extending those through about 7 o'clock in the morning tomorrow. For a little bit of snow, they'll be helped along by some terrain influence for those areas. We do still have a blizzard warning in effect in eastern Tucker County, and that runs again until 7 o'clock in the morning on Friday for those low visibility conditions and really gusty winds that we've seen in that area. Elsewhere, we just have a couple of winter weather advisories for one tier lower of counties just north of Allegheny County, just north of Pittsburgh there, until 7 o'clock in the morning on Friday. So we still have, you know, a mishmash of some advisories and warnings out in effect for the area through the day today and then into the early morning or early afternoon hours of tomorrow.
Andrew, this is Paul Rasmussen. I've got a question for you about the front that came through last night. Some people think that we had what would be called thunder snow. There was quite a lot of lightning activity. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so there was thunder snow observed in the area last night. It's pretty exciting. That's a relatively rare phenomenon where it's a little bit difficult to get the kind of forcing and lift that you need in the cold season to actually achieve that. So that's not a super common occurrence. So for a lot of us here, that was a pretty exciting occurrence to see. But yeah, we did have a cold front push through last night, and there was just enough lift and instability with that front to give us a little bit of thunder. We saw a couple of flashes near midnight last night in the city.
All right. That said, it does look like we'll have a good day for Steelers football on Sunday, right?
Yeah, it does. after what's been a little bit of a cold snap here, we're expecting to kind of moderate as we head into the late weekend with high temperatures on Sunday expected to be upper 40s or near 50 degrees under mostly sunny skies. So gone is the cold weather, and hopefully it'll be a good day for the Steelers and a good day for a win.
All right, one last question, Andrew, and that's about we went through this drought period late in the summer into the fall. Where do we stand right now? It's hard to think about that when it's freezing out and windy and nasty, but where are we in terms of waterfall?
All right, so right now we're still experiencing a pretty exceptional drought across quite a bit of our area, and that hasn't really changed all that much. We've been slowly making a little bit of headway here over the last, I'd say, like 3 or 4 weeks, kind of nickel and diming our way with a little bit of precip each and every day, it almost seems like. But there's still a lot of headway to make in eliminating that drought, and that's going to be a much longer process than just a couple weeks of wetness. So we're eating into that, but there's still quite a bit of drought out there, and we're slowly eating away at it.
Meteorologist Andrew Kensel, thank you for the time this morning. Appreciate it.
Yep, thank you.
All right. From the National Weather Service. So anytime you see warnings, watches, and anything they post in advisories, now you know where it comes from. And they're part of our federal government.
I know that I follow them on X. It's NWS Pittsburgh, and oftentimes you'll see things there that you won't see anywhere else.
Yeah, there. I know, I do too.
And I share them with you, you know, constantly, yeah.
It's pretty sad that it's Paul probably, and I are sharing text from NWS.
Probably Aaron. Annoying too, but...
Aaron, no, not to me. I still love it, although I'm in the Weather Witness Protection Program.
Yes.
You like that kind of talk, didn't you, Aaron?
Loved it. I tell you, I just have a greater understanding. I really do.
Plus, I like listening to the enthusiasm for weather, you know, when he was talking about the thundersnow.
And admittedly, growing up, my dad was like, check the weather every day before you leave the house, because in Pittsburgh, you can never assume.
It changes many times rapidly. The other thing, as a dad, talking to your son or daughter driving, is make sure you have enough gas. Check your fuel.
Yep.
And now it's going to be, make sure you have enough charge.
True.
Right?
Yep.
You know, my grandfather used to say, never let your gas tank get half empty. Always fill it up when you get right down to half.
And you know what my Uncle George said, the late Uncle George from Woods Run in the north side, never be scared of being afraid.
And I'll rep for the ladies who ride close to E. I always push it. Always. And I'm trying to do better.
Do better, Aaron.
Just thought I'd confess to everyone.
Please, don't wait for the electric to take over, because then you'll be on low charge.
And that's bad, yeah.
Yeah.